I'm joined by Genevieve Greaves, co-founder of Garawa and supervising director of the short film Part of Country, joining us as a major milestone has been reached today with the successful installation of a solar-powered renewable energy system for Mumutumburu in the Northern Territory. Thanks to this solar-powered energy system, Mumutumburu residents will be able to return to country where they can now live permanently supported by a 100% renewable energy system and the restoration of critical water and communication services. Genevieve, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
This is a really major milestone. Tell us about how this project has come to fruition.
Yeah, it's an incredible milestone. We almost can't believe it ourselves. It's such a wonderful way to evolve this project. But I'll start at the beginning. We're a First Nations storytelling agency. We work across the country. And one of our partners is this amazing black organisation, Original Power. And they work with mob, largely in sort of remote communities, to look for, renewable energy solutions and also to protect countries. So they've been working with the Borroloola community for a number of years, you know, in partnership to develop solar energy solutions. But it's a long road, you know, it's not easy to pull these things off. Along the way, sharing some of the stories from these remote communities like Borroloola. And through that, we've learnt a lot about what's going on, you know, on the ground. And it's pretty dire, really, you know. And we've got climate change, we've got this extreme weather, extreme heat as well. People in remote communities have to use these power cards. And if you don't have money, you don't have power. And that, you know, that's really a life and death kind of situation for people on the ground. And once you lose your power, you also lose your water. So through documenting these stories, we got to know Annie Shirley Simon out at Borroloola, one of our directors, Walpuri director Joseph Giacomo Egger. He was out there telling some of these stories, met Annie Shirley, and he was really touched by her story. And she'd had to move to Borroloola because she had no power on her homelands, you know, so she wanted to live on her homelands, but it was just actually impossible. And so when there was an opportunity to make a short film with the ABC, we put forward Annie Shirley's story. We made this film. It's been screened on ABC TV and, you know, Sydney Film Festival and different places. And what we're trying to do is just really amplify her voice and highlight, you know, the tragedy of people having to leave their country and leave their homelands because of power. After that, we got some money to build an impact campaign. And so what we've been trying to do with Original Power is really highlight to the broader community what these issues are, and particularly in the Northern Territory right now, because we're leading up to a state election. And we really want this issue, you know, of energy sovereignty in remote communities to be front and centre, you know, when people are voting. And we also set up this fundraiser to get Annie Shirley home. And the incredible thing that's happened is we've been able to raise the money with a large donation to get Annie Shirley back to her country, and it's underway now. So the solar panels are being fixed onto her home, on her homelands, and she and her family are going to be able to move out there soon. So, yeah, it's beyond exciting for us, you know, to start from that place where, you know, we were sort of experiencing and seeing this huge problem. Then to be able to, you know, be part of that solution is just amazing.
Yeah, Auntie Cheryl's story is a really powerful one, and this besets many community members. It has to be mentioned that as a result of loss of power, many other services are withdrawn or experience a reduced serviceability, including drinking water, bore pumping and communications, education and employment programs. These homelands actually become ineligible for annual municipal essential service funding, community development programs, CDEP, and other employment programs that support homeland development and actually make life livable and sustainable.
Well, yeah, it's really about energy justice, isn't it? You know, it's I think a lot of Australians would be shocked to understand how harsh it is for mob living in remote communities. Like you say, there's like it's so expensive. You know, the food. Like I live in Darwin, and the food is overpriced here, but it's a whole nother story. When you're getting out to remote communities, the expenses are so high for people who just want to actually live on their traditional lands. They don't have the same access to services that, you know, most Australians take for granted. And then, you know, to have a system of power cards, yeah, if you don't have money when you're living in this, like, really extreme kind of economic situation, when you don't have money, you actually just don't have power. And when you think about, yeah, temperatures climbing and, you know, climate change coming, that is a matter of life and death for people, and it's not okay. But what's amazing about this, you know, community at Borroloola is they're taking matters into their own hands, you know. So they're building the Nyadara Aboriginal Cooperative, they're building their own solar plant. You know, all the solutions for these problems are in community. They're moving ahead. They're not waiting for anybody. They're just actually building their own solar project. An Original Power have worked with another community up here at Malinjar. They've got a solar project as well. So the first remote community, you know, community-owned solar project was launched about a month ago in the Northern Territory, and it's amazing to see this progress happening, you know. So what we really need is governments to just back these communities who are actually at the forefront of making change for themselves. They just need people to get behind them and really support their aspirations.
I saw in one of the stories that are really troubling in the area that one community had already installed a solar system, but it was managed by a third party, and then one day they deemed it unsafe and they just shut it down. How is this one going to operate?
Wow. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot of the ins and outs of how the sort of plants will run, you know, because I'm sort of on the outside of all of that. I'm part of the sort of storytelling team that's amplifying this story. But the little I do know is that, you know, in Borroloola, Nyadara Cooperative has been set up. So it's a community-owned organisation and the solar plant is theirs. So I think, knowing Original Power, this is the way they'll be doing it. They're all about self-determination. So they're all about communities having the power and having you know, our own solutions. So I think that project is community owned, and everything that Original Power do is community owned. And I know it's like extremely complex, like, you know, trying to wade through all the legislation and all the technology. And it has, it's taken years and years of a lot of hard work. But I know the goal is community owned systems that aren't reliant on any other third parties, that aren't reliant on government, that are sort of funded through philanthropy and crowdfunding and, you know, different sources of money. And the aim is really for, yeah, communities to be self-determining. That's what Original Power are all about, is self-determination. I think what they're developing is really like the lead, you know, it's the leading models in how to do this work, because I think, yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening around which, you know, can sometimes be exploitative, or, you know, companies wanting to make a profit, or, you know, and the whole aim of this is to take that power away from people outside of the community and to give it back, you know, to mob themselves. So people are running it themselves. They've got jobs, they've got opportunities, you know, and they can manage and fix that system if they have problems. Like, that's the goal, really.
As mentioned earlier, the reduction in power supplies really affects every aspect of life and makes people become actually semi-nomadic or transient, because they can only return to community when there's a supply of power, or it's bearable to be there without electricity.
There's a real injustice that's happening here, and I think there's just not enough awareness broadly about, yeah, what is being faced in remote communities. Like, I'm living, as I said, I'm in Darwin, and I didn't know enough, you know, about what was going on, you know, on my doorstep up here in the Northern Territory. But it's also really important that people in other states are aware of this. Like, you know, there's kind of this sense that, oh, this is a long way away, and, you know, it's not really my problem, or, you know, I can't do anything about it. But we really have to sort of band together on these issues and really It's really important that people in the southern states are supporting campaigns like this and bringing their voice to it, because unless people down south sort of care about this, you know, federal politicians and Northern Territory politicians won't care, really. So we really have to get behind these mob in remote communities and support their aspirations and you know, support them through what is going to be a really kind of crucial transition into clean energy with climate change. Like, it's this is just crucial now that people have these energy solutions, or they're not going to be able to stay in their country, you know, and that's the reality. So, yeah, it's this energy transition we're going through, it has to be fair, it has to be just, and there has to be access, no matter where you live, to the same kind of opportunities and services.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, I know you're the supervising director of the short film Power to Country. Where can people access this short film and know more about this energy inequality?
Yeah, well, I would encourage your listeners to go to ABC iView and you can watch Power to Country there. I'd encourage you to go to Original Power's website. There's a lot of good resources there, and have a look at what they're up to. And there's some short films we've made which highlight some of the issues we've been talking about. And then also look for the Power to Country impact campaigns. That's the web presence we've created to support Aunty Shirley to get home. So you can have a good look at that and see how that kind of impact campaign has evolved. So, yeah, there's lots of material out there to engage with and kind of share and amplify, and encourage you to, yeah, post it on your social media and tell your friends. And, you know, because it's amazing that we've got Aunty Shirley home, but that's just one step in the journey, you know. As you said, there's a lot of other people who also need that support. And the more we can amplify these stories, the more we can make sure that attention's brought to this, particularly leading up to the NT election, and let, you know, politicians know that this is important to us.
Genevieve Greaves, thank you very much for joining us on ITV Radio to talk to us about this exciting news, an energy system installed in the community of Mumutumburu.
Thanks so much for having me, and I really appreciate the support.